Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Joining us now, he is our guy, MLB insider with the MLB Network, New York Post as well. He is John Heyman. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sure, anytime, Sparky.
Okay, so I want to get to the trade that the Brewers made and really dive into this. You have a situation where a pitcher gets moved to the bullpen and Aaron Civale and then asks for a trade through his agent, and literally 48 hours later, Civale is moved to the White Sox for Andrew Vaughn. You broke that trade news earlier today. How does that work when you have a player that requests a trade and it gets made publicly? Like, does everybody start calling that team, or how does that process work?
Well, it all happened so quick, right? They called up Mazurowski and informed Civale that he would be back, go to the bullpen. And he through his agent, as you said, quickly suggested, you know, maybe a trade's a good idea. I think they all agreed on it, and they got that trade done in 2 days. So it is all quick. It doesn't have to become public. You could do it privately. In this case, it was out there that Civale wanted a trade, so maybe that helped speed things along a little bit. But once you start calling teams, word will get out that he is available.
And obviously, if you're Aaron Civale, you want to go start and be in a rotation somewhere. Hard to argue with the Brewers' logic after you see the way Jacob Mizorowski pitches last night, John.
Well, he looked great, right? 102.2 miles per hour, no hits. The guy has fantastic stuff. That's why he's among the highest-ranked pitching prospects in baseball. Sorry about him at Citi Field. So they've got the planes going. They stop when the game starts somehow. I don't know where they put him. But in any case, Mizorowski looks great. I think the Brewers feel like they have a number of starters, and at this point, Civale was not in their upper echelon of starters, so they quickly let him know. I mean, they could have waited a few days, I guess, but you know, it's good. It's probably good to get the information out there, let him know where he stands, and he quickly let them know where he stands. And I get it; he's a free agent after the year. He certainly didn't know he was going to be going to the White Sox, but certainly is worthy of a rotation spot somewhere. He is good enough to start somewhere. He's been a pretty consistent starter over his career.
So how bitter do you think Aaron Civale and agent are that of all the teams in baseball, you trade him to like the second worst one in baseball, to the Chicago White Sox? That was the solution.
Well, it's half a year. I mean, he'll get over it. When you request a trade, you can't tell him where you want to go unless you've got a no trade clause, which he didn't have. So, I mean, when you request a trade, you understand It isn't necessarily going to be to the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? So it's more likely to go to a team that needs a starter and maybe isn't a perfect team, but he obviously didn't know it was going to be the White Sox. It's a half a year. I mean, at this point, I mean, it would just, I don't, he hasn't confided in me, but I just, human nature that you're, you know, basically half year from free agency, your priority at that point would be to get a rotation spot, not be in a bullpen, where you're probably not as comfortable and you wouldn't be as valuable going forward.
Talk with John Heyman, columnist for the New York Post, insider for MLB Network. Let's also talk about who they get back in return, Andrew Vaughn. And it's pretty funny because, you know, my boss, Mitch Rosen, down in Chicago at the Score, and he was texting me about the trade. And he's like, "Wow, bust." And I responded back, "Bad organization. He can be fixed," was my response on Andrew Vaughn to this point. which I don't think he liked so much. But either way, I mean, it's true. And I think if you're the Brewers, it's okay to take a flyer on Andrew Vaughn. Obviously, he was very talented to be taken in the first round of the amateur draft years ago. And even though it necessarily hasn't worked out, just a couple of years ago, he's hitting around 260 at 20-plus home runs. Rhys Hoskins is in the last year of his deal for the Brewers this year. So, and maybe Vaughn gets his chance to play at first next year for the Brewers.
Yeah, I do like this trade for the Brewers. I think they did well with it. It does make sense. As you said, it's kind of a little bit of a flyer. I mean, he had negative 1.5 war this year, so he was not playing at all well. And I would say even going into the year, he was a disappointment as the number three pick. I mean, certainly, you know, they weren't expecting him to be as good as Rutschman or certainly Bobby Witt Jr., the two guys picked ahead of him. But, you know, they probably err. We'll see. I mean, it's fairly early in this, but you certainly pick behind them with C.J. Abrams, Riley Adams, Nick Lodolo, Young, the third baseman with the Rangers, who's made an all-star team. There have been Corbin Carroll, George Kirby. I mean, there were a lot of guys they could have picked at number three. And certainly Vaughn had a great career at Cal. And at the time, it didn't seem like a crazy pick. But as you said, he did not perform for them. Is it because of their development, or is he really, as Smith told you, a bust? I don't know. We shall see. But I think it's worth taking a gamble here because they, you know, they needed to trade Savali and get rid of most of that money and you know, giving it a shot with a guy who could be good rather than, you know, just a bag of balls or utility guy in Double A or something. They've got a guy who might be a good pickup for them. We shall see. Obviously, he didn't do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chicago this year doesn't mean he won't do it for Milwaukee going forward.
I think from a White Sox fan perspective, he's definitely a bust. No question about that. I mean, you expect a lot more than what you got of where you drafted him at this point. John, the other part about this is, you wrote a piece in the Post about bubble teams at the trade deadline and what might be available for who and who might be selling and buying. The Brewers right now are kind of in that in-between state of mind, I guess, as we sit. I think the pitching is good enough, but if we start talking about what they need bats at this moment in time, and I just don't know if they'll be able to get bats in order to keep them in this thing between now and the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, there, as I wrote, there's about 10 bubble teams who could be traders, but More than half of them are less than, at least I pegged them at less than 50% to actually be a seller. With 12 teams making the playoffs now, there aren't that many sellers. Three or four teams that are obviously sellers, including the White Sox, just don't have very much to trade. I mean, certainly Luis Robert is not doing it. I mean, that would be a real flyer for anybody, and it's a lot more money. So that's not doing it. But, you know, there are teams that could end up being sellers that could potentially move very good pieces. One is the Orioles. O'Hearn is doing very well. Mullins, it looks very good in the outfield. You've got the Diamondbacks. They've got Suarez, who's doing well. Josh Naylor is doing pretty well. So there are a few teams with bats, but there are going to be more teams looking for bats than there are teams that are willing to trade them, and it's going to be overpays. That's the facts of life at this point.
Talking with John Heyman, MLB insider for MLB Network, columnist for the New York Post, as he joins us here on the Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Also brought up Freddie Peralta and what his future looks like with the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm kind of the understanding that if they were to be out of this by the deadline, they might actually consider trading him with a year and a half left on his deal. What are you hearing on extension talk with Peralta?
Yeah, I mean, I think Peralta was interested in one, and this is going back more than a half year now that I heard this. So it was a while ago, and he certainly was interested. But at this point, you're talking about an ace pitcher. You're talking about $25 million plus. And I mean, he was willing to take a team-friendly deal the first time he did an extension, maybe is again. But I mean, you're talking enormous bucks at this point, the way he has performed. So that probably will be difficult for Milwaukee. Do they trade him at some point? I think that is possible if they're still kind of in the race as they are now. Milwaukee does some surprising things, and I mean, to their benefit. I mean, they've done a great job overall. You got to give them credit. Even the Hader trade that was really ripped at the beginning, I get it. You know, they missed the playoffs by one game, but it obviously brought them some benefits. So, I wouldn't rule it out entirely. Peralta was one of two or three ace pitchers that I mentioned. There's some chance that he could get traded. I don't think it's great at this point because they still have that option of next year at only $8 million. So they could easily pick that up and trade him with a full year to go.
Right.
So, I think it's a long shot. You know, Chris Sale, and maybe even Alcantara at this point, they're probably all long shots to be moved.
But, John, this is the thing. What kind of money are we talking about here? MLB Trade Rumors took your piece on Peralta, put it on their website, and then posted some contracts that might follow in suit with Peralta. They're suggesting, like, Luis Castillo's $108 million over five, Joe Musgrove's $100 million over five. Is it somewhere in that area, do you think, for Freddie Peralta?
I guess that's possible. I mean, I have to look at it. My initial thought would be 25, not 20 a year, but he has been willing to take team-friendly deals. I thought Castillo at the time was a team-friendly deal. I could see that as a possibility. This is his second now. We're talking about his second extension. So it's possible it would only be 5 for $100. To me, that seems light. I think that's the absolute baseline.
Now, I want to pick your brain on one other thing. That's the Jackson Chourio deal that the Brewers signed. So 8 years, $82 million with club options for 2032 and 2033 before he ever saw a pitch last year. They gave him that deal. Is that something that may become a new thing with smaller market teams where you get a couple of years of free agency bought out, avoid arbitration, and roll the dice before the guy even gets to the major leagues? Because the Brewers got a couple more hotshot prospects coming with Made, Pena, Mizorowski just does his thing for the first time last night. Is that going to be the new trend that you see smaller market teams try to do?
Well, they may try, but there haven't been that many guys who've signed before they play the game. First of all, it's got to be a spectacular talent. You know, it's got to be, I would say all time, but it's got to be someone they project to be an all-star in the future. So there aren't that many guys who would fall into that category. And then it's got to be somebody who's willing to take that risk of, maybe giving up $100 million or even more early on. I mean, we know Acuna signed a deal early. He already played some in the major leagues. And even with his two big knee injuries, he probably gave up a couple hundred million bucks, or at least $100 million. So it certainly it takes a perfect storm. So I don't think it's going to be a trend. You first of all got to get a guy who is a spectacular talent. Maybe your guy Jesus there would qualify there. And then you've got to get a guy who is willing to, in a sense, it's playing it safe because you're setting yourself up for life. But on the other hand, it's a risk that you might be giving up $100 million or more in the future.
No doubt. He is John Heyman. He's the best. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman, columnist for the New York Post, insider for MLB Network as well. John, always a pleasure. Glad that we could catch up and enjoy the Mets game.
All right. Sounds good, Sparky. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.